Thursday was the 7th anniversary of the enactment of the Affordable Care Act. Patients and healthcare activists marked the occasion at the Utah State Capitol Rotunda, protesting current efforts by congressional Republicans to repeal and replace the law known as Obamacare. The gathering featured art and poetry from community members impacted by healthcare issues. Stacy Stanford of the Healthcare Rights Coalition says that it was intended to give the issue a human face.
We're looking at 24 million lives, you know, losing coverage, and healthcare is an issue that gets really wrapped up in numbers, when it's very much about people, sick people and disabled people and poor people. The conversation should be focused on humans and not budgets. And so I think I attempted to do that through the event, through artwork.
27% of voters and families with household incomes below $30,000 say they believe they will lose their coverage, according to a new Quinnipiac University poll. Stanford adds that she is worried for those close to her who fear cuts in Medicaid.
They're wanting to put it under the per capita caps. They want to block grant it. And those are all just fancy words for cutting funding. And I have friends that rely on Medicaid for the places that they live. They rely on Medicaid to stay out of a nursing home. Some of them rely on Medicaid, unfortunately, to stay in a nursing home.
The GOP-backed American Healthcare Act faces obstacles to passage as Speaker of the House Paul Ryan struggles to get the House Freedom Caucus to give the needed yes votes. Opposition to the plan in the general public is coming from a majority of men, women, Democrats, independents, whites, and racial minorities. Stanford says that it is still too early to call it a victory for backers of the ACA.
I don't think that, oh good, you know, it's dead on arrival, we have nothing to worry about, it's all good now. Because even if they do say, you know, as President Trump said last night, if we don't pass this, then okay, fine, we'll just stick with Obamacare. That's not necessarily true, because as I said, the goal is still to gut Medicaid. They're still going to dismantle the health reform system. They might not do it all in one fell swoop, as they're trying to do right now, if this fails, but there still are going to be lives at risk.
The AHCA bill was pulled from an expected House floor vote Friday afternoon. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.